We always have a little time to, as we ruminate and think about what the word is saying to us. So, you were saying that, what were you saying, Sally? That as you are maybe stirred up a little bit by the word of God, you stated?
I think that there's just so little that yet we're just learning maybe corporately more what that means to live out from that power of Christ, which is really a lot of weakness. And I think what he's brought us through is really stripped us basically in the first 30 years of his assembly. What's he doing? Stripping us of our power. Because I don't have any power. I didn't have any power to be integrated. I had no idea. And that I came to that point individually. It was like, Lord, I can't integrate myself. I mean, if I could have, I would have a long, long time ago. And so coming to that point, it's like, all right, you're going to have to do it. And laying hold of him individually for that. And now it's the same thing, I think, in a corporate way of bringing us out of the depths of idolatry corporately as an assembly. We have no idea what that's like to live corporately without those effects. And I think God's showing you, Doug, and that's a huge answer prayer, and defining things, the things I think we've just so accepted of these onslaughts of the enemy. Well, this is part of the territory, you know. And I got the scratch in my head. Oh, I don't think so. I think that there's something more here that we're maybe, you know, there's a passivity or accepting, I think, and God's been defining that in you this week. And so I just rejoice with that and separating that off. I know he did that with me individually coming out of this SRA DID background of so many things I've just accepted as my own thoughts, my own ways, you know. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is not right. This is, Lord, this doesn't line up. And so I began to walk in that individually. And I think as we're doing that corporately, we're like, no, that's not our hearts. This is not what we want. This is the enemy superimposing thoughts. And I'm not going to take up an offense against my sister or my brother or against you, God. I'm going to walk in the power of resurrection life. And what does that look like as we are coming out together in a corporate assembly, walking together in that measure of power? I think that's the morning star. I think that's what the Lord wants to do.
Yeah, and I think, too, that maybe there's tactics. You know, like with Russ was sharing, we're talking about, he not only sends fire darts in terms of thoughts, but also emotions.
Yeah.
So I wonder what he does first. I think for a lot of us, he'll send certain emotional states. And if he gets that ruminating, and then he can fire in the thoughts.
Mm.
Because now the emotions are validating his thoughts.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's all out of the old man.
Right.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with who we are in Christ presently. So he's real clever at this. Like Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, regarding forgiving that person that was put out of the church. I'm writing this so that the enemy doesn't take advantage of you. For we are not ignorant of his noema, his carefully thought out plans. So he has sequence strategy. He really does. And I think that if he can activate some old emotional states and get us there, get us off guard, and then fire in the thoughts, and it all seems to be very real, but it's not.
Right.
It's real, but it's not truth. It's not true. It's a state and condition that he can begin to manipulate us. I mean, Lori lives with me. She knows what it's like when I'm in that state. It's horrendous. It really is. Yeah, it is. So anyone else? So we give this to you, Lord. One of the verses in Deuteronomy 32, it says that that when God sees that their strength is gone, there's none remaining bond or free, then he will vindicate his people. So, yeah, we need to recognize that the only way into that energizing of God is through the cross and through the practical, our practical conformity to his death. When Paul says, I pray, you know, I desire to come to know Jesus and the power, I might know him and the power of his resurrection, even the fellowship of his sufferings. How? By being conformed unto his death in order that I might attain unto that out resurrection from the dead. So, you know, we're still, like you said, so we're still learning in varying ways. We who live are constantly deliberate to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal body. For death is working in us, Paul says, but life in others. So that's 2 Corinthians 4:7-12 there. And he said in 2 Corinthians 2:14 that we're all constantly being led about in the triumph of Christ, in his triumph. But we think that isn't registered as us being victorious. In Paul's context, when it says he leads us about in his triumph, the triumph of Christ, he is always conquering us in every realm and domain that's not on the ground of Christ and resurrection. And in that process, it's his triumph. And then the result is there's the overflow of that which represents his triumph we find there in 2 Corinthians 2:14-15. So, oh, we commit this to you, Lord. We're weary of that which represents anything that comes out from the ground of what we are. Paul says, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, no good thing dwells. So I think more and more we see that. We agree with you on that. That there's no good thing within us that dwells. All our good is in you. Mm-hmm. We don't have any good apart from you, Lord. So thank you for your faithfulness, for putting up with us and enduring with us and being our good shepherd. So we commit this to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.